Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for joining us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift, and we are live from Publix in Flowery Branch on Spout Springs Road. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's back at the station. Gordon's out here trying all the goodies with us and keeping us on air. We're about to go in the huddle, but we do got to shout out our Publix crew out here, Corey and Tim and Daniel and Jazz and Jen. They've been taking such great care of us this morning. And I just got to try the Boar's Head Pumpkin Pie Dessert Hummus.
How'd that treat you?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I could crush the whole plate of them.
I've been eyeballing it for a minute.
It's so good. It's in a little phyllo cup. If you've ever watched the Food Network and they use the phyllo dough, it's very fancy over there.
Can't say that I have, but I trust you on that one.
Okay. You got to try that. What's the latest thing you guys have tried over there?
I did the charcuterie cup. Insanely good.
I went back for seconds of the sandwich.
the everything croissant.
Yeah.
If you have time to come on out here to Publix, we would love to see you. We're not over in the dining section. That's where we're normally set up. They built a little stadium for us. The stands are literally Coke boxes.
Yeah.
And sodas surrounding us. They've got 92.9 balloons and, incredible.
I hate to say it, but we've peaked. As a show, we've peaked. I don't know where we go from here. We've peaked.
Well, we'll be out here until 9 a.m., so if you're in the area, please stop on by. It's 5900 Spout Springs Road. And don't forget, you can always listen to Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game on the Odyssey app, the iHeartRadio app, or TuneIn apps. It's all free, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, the Patriots took care of business and beat the Jets at home last night, 27-14 for Thursday night football.
I was watching a big chunk of this game early on, and Kirk Herbstreit was doing everything he could to make sure that he was talking up Justin Fields and his ability. And he was like, look, I know there's been a lot of back and forth. There's been a lot of situations where, people take shots at Justin Fields, but he's so talented. He has all the tools necessary. And right then, he drops back to throw a pass. And I think they had already scored a touchdown at this point. And he throws the most perfect outside shoulder dime ball to A.D. Mitchell, and he dropped it. And the whole time, Kirk's going, I think I'll have to see the slow-mo, but I think this one went through his hands. And I'm like, it definitely went through his hands. But I think that's just a kind of a microcosm for how things have stacked up for the Jets this year. Even when they've done most of the things right, they kind of drop it at the last minute. They're a flawed team, and there's no doubt about it. They've got a massive hole to dig themselves out of because they just got rid of two of their best players.
Well, look, the hateful thing to say is at least A.D. Mitchell dropped it before he was walking into the end zone this time, and just didn't catch it at all.
That is the hateful thing to say.
It's been a rough year for him. I think you talk about those moments, where someone wants you to sign for your bill and you think they want an autograph. He's had a couple of those this year on his own. It's been rough.
Just bring it back up and just keep needling me.
Hey, what? I don't want you to forget about it.
I tried to open myself up. Okay.
Well, that's what happens when you do it around here. New England is just continues to roll, though. 9-2.
Yep.
And you sit there and I said, man, what are they now? And I went and read their record. I said, it should be 8-3. Should be 8-3.
Mm-hmm.
It should be 8-3.
Yeah,
but they're a good team. They're wrong. And this is what happens. You wonder now, and I don't want to be that guy. You wonder now, are they almost peaking too early, because we see teams get in these really, really hot streaks midway through the year, and then by the time the playoffs come, teams have started figuring out things and started being able to kind of slow them down. I wonder, because another good night from Travion Henderson, who's kind of taken over now, has the lead back, and Drake May. Because Drake, I mean, the running game, they only had 65 yards last night on the ground, and it was pretty much all Travion Henderson.
Yeah, it was. I'm with you. I think they do, obviously, having the veteran staff that they have with the head coach and coordinators they have up in New England, I feel good if I'm a Patriots fan moving forward about their ability to adapt, given the ups and downs. I mean, last night's a prime example. You're not running the ball with much efficiency, but you can get it done through the air and on defense. Is there a team in the NFL that has a brighter future than the Patriots right now? Mm. Like I don't think you feel that way about Denver. I think the Bo Nix has stumbled at times.
Well, Denver's defense is so freaking good.
So good, but
Denver, you could make an argument that if you were going to pick one to win the Super Bowl sooner, you could pick Denver based on their defense.
Based on their defense, yeah.
Amount of time to kind of win with that.
I just don't know if there's a team with a brighter future than New England.
It turns. 2 years ago, we were talking about the Texans that way. Rookie quarterback, rookie edge rusher. They have what was our guy at the gas mask at left tackle?
Oh, Laremy Tunsil.
Laremy Tunsil. I mean, they are just set, and all of a sudden now they're a team that it's kind of. They're looking up at a team in their division.
Yeah, they are.
They're looking up at two teams.
Yep.
In their division. So
they fired Bobby Slowick.
Yeah, it turns. It can turn quickly. So right now you can make the argument, but it can turn quickly.
Yeah, it can.
Well, and speaking of the Houston Texans, their quarterback C.J. Stroud will miss his second straight game due to a concussion. Backup quarterback Davis Mills will start in his place.
Right. Davis Mills has settled nicely into a little career back up there in Houston, local kid, right? And he's a guy that the year before or 2 years before they drafted C.J. Stroud, he was there. And now he's kind of – he started some games for them, kind of settled in. So they have a backup that's kind of knows everything. He's kind of a veteran backup at this point who has made starts and done it at an okay level. He's won some of his starts.
Yeah.
So it's kind of
– won last week.
Kind of reminds you of – I'm not saying they're the same, but it's kind of a T.J. Yates type thing.
No, it is. This is the first thing that popped in my head. And honestly, when you're a guy in Davis Mills and you can spot start, and last week his numbers were 27 of 45 for 292, two tuds, an interception. They had no business winning that game. If you go back and look at it, they were down, I don't know what it was, 29 to 10 maybe at one point, and they come storming all the way back in the fourth quarter and get it done. But if Davis Mills can show that he can spot start and put up numbers like that, he's going to be a backup for a long time, because you're only asked to do it maybe twice a year to come in and spot start at the absolute most. And if you can throw for almost 300 yards, they will keep you very happy for the rest of your career.
Well, the NFL has filed a grievance against the NFL Players Association. They've asked the union to stop its annual team report cards, saying this exercise violates the collective bargaining agreement by airing public criticism of teams.
Woody Johnson to shut his mouth is how I feel about that. Woody Johnson is the one doing this, the Jets owner, and he can shut his mouth.
This is one where I'm in the player's side on this, and I'd like to say I can understand where, as an owner, you could be torn, because you're like, hey, why do we have to air it publicly? Why can't we just come? You come to us. But I would go to the other side. And look, the owner here is not a guy that needs. Like if someone went to him privately and said, these conditions are bad, we need to get these things fixed, he would do it. But you go look at when they were aired publicly, they got fixed. And more, right? They kind of almost went more got fixed because of how do you weight room immediately.
Yeah.
And Woody Johnson's gotten bad report cards and just doesn't do anything. I don't think he does anything about it.
And that's why he wants it covered up.
And that's why it should be public. It should
exactly.
be public to hold these guys, you know, accountable enough to say, hey, like, if something happens, you need to fix these things. You making hand over fist money, and the player, you want these players to be healthy. You want them to go out and live out their contracts, and you're not doing anything. I bet you Cincinnati was on board with this lawsuit as well.
Yeah, and it's funny because Woody Johnson, as the ownership, gets an F for the New York Jets last year. Of course, you're going to want that put away. And this is something that I might have felt differently about at one point in my life, but the way things are wired now, when it's made public, there's a level of accountability. And that's just the way it is. And so I'm on board with it, man. You got to continue to do these things. Even if it's against whatever collective bargaining is, guess what? When collective bargaining comes back around, you better make sure that this is still in there, because this has to be a part of things moving.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Forward.
One big matchup in the NFL this week, Buccaneers at Bills. What do you make of this game?
Go Buffalo.
Yeah. they're both 6-3, I believe, is the – yeah.
Well, Tampa Bay has been able to, like, they've given up yardage through the air, and I think that obviously that what Buffalo wants to do is run the football with James Cook and get him rolling. So that's kind of – and that's what Tampa Bay does well. What does Tampa Bay do well? They stop the run. They're one of the best – run defenses in the league. I mean, you look at what they're giving up. They're 11th in the league at giving up 100 yards a game on the ground. So they're very good at that. So you wonder if you can get it going through the air a little bit with Buffalo and company.
Yeah, I think that Bucky Irving is supposed to be back. I think he did practice the last couple of days, so that'll be interesting to see how they deal with that. Rashad White kind of taking a step back for Tampa's run game. Both of these quarterbacks, though, mirror each other in a couple of different ways. They've been talked about in MVP conversations at times this year, but have also had their ups and downs. Baker Mayfield's kind of fallen short of those expectations the last couple of weeks. But they're both good football teams. That'd be a pretty good matchup. And watching Todd Bowles' defense match up with McDermott's offense, or I guess I should say Josh Allen's offense and Joe Brady's offense, but it'd be cool to see them kind of match up in that game.
Well, coming up, you two are going to have to make some picks, and it's also Fair or Foul Friday. So fair or foul, the Falcons' defense will get at least 5 sacks on Sunday. By the way, this would get them a higher number than last year's entire season. It was 29 last year.
Yeah.
Right. Or it's 29 right now. Last year it was 31. So if they get more than 2 this weekend, we could break that record. That's next with the Morning Shift live from Publix and Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.